Siemens Healthineers and Leia present Searching for a Song, a magnetic story. This is the story of a musical instrument that is one of a kind, the Trombocita electricphonion. But what does it sound like? Besides a constant breathing, it sounds exactly what the name suggests. Part trombone, part sitar, part electric bass, part xylophone, and part accordion. The problem, however, does not reside in its parts, but in its whole. The Trombocita electricphonion produces such a unique sound that nobody has ever written a song for it. But he had an idea to change that. What if I covered the city in posters asking for a song? He thought to himself. And there he went, with posters and glue, seeming content. Here and there, he glued his posters everywhere, searching for a song to be played in Trombocita electricphonion. Then one day, what a scare! The Trombocita electricphonion just sitting there almost missed a call. But it wasn't a famous composer calling. It was just the chief of police. He was being summoned to the station where he would be charged for putting up posters without authorization. When he arrived at the precinct, the chief was succinct.
"You can't put posters all over town."
But, babbled the Trombocita electricphonion.
"If you are indeed a musician, play me a song now,"
challenged the chief, staring him down.
"If I like the track, you'll have your freedom back. But if you fail, you will end up in jail." "Play it," ordered the chief.
And with his eyes closed, the Trombocita electricphonion finally tried to play what he thought would be a beautiful song. He opened his eyes. What a disappointment. The Trombocita electricphonion had bombed in his very first song.
"Think this is music?"
mocked the chief.
"I call it noise."
Without being able to argue or to say he was nervous about his debut, the Trombocita electricphonion was taken to jail. He had been charged with a musical crime for which there was no bail. The chief locked the door, shut the light, and walked away without looking back, leaving before the Trombocita electricphonion decided to play another track. Maybe in a cell with time to dwell, he could finally find the inspiration he lacked. But which song would bring his hopes back? The Trombocita electricphonion truly believed he had been born to become a star. It could be in rock, hip-hop, or fado. He had no favorite genre, not at all. He just wanted to play music, that's all. But poor Trombocita electricphonion, he had no idea where to find such song. He closed his eyes and imagined how that song would finally sound. Trombocita electricphonion tried to think about scales, melody, chords. But in his mind, music was out of stock. All he could think of was the prison door and its giant lock. "Wait a minute. This isn't my imagination. I'm really listening to this song in a cell inside the police station." Then, after the song had stopped, he heard a voice.
"Psst, psst, who's there?" it asked.
"It's me, Trombocita electricphonion."
"Trombocita electricphonion? What's that?"
"A musical instrument. This I know for a fact. Mysterious person in a neighbor's cell said he loved music He even confessed he once dreamed of being a musician. Long before he went to prison, of course.
Play me a song, asked the prison partner.
That's my problem, the Trombo Sital Electricphonian replied. I can't play a single song.
Try and you will succeed. You'll see that you're a musical instrument indeed.
His friend was clapping. The Trombo Sital Electricphonian kept thinking. How come the police chief hear only noises where the next cell neighbor heard muses? He asked the same question to his friend, who poetically replied,
Music's true essence lies not in the instrument's fuss, but in the symphony that inhabits all of us.
The friend confided.
I had lost interest in music a long time ago. But you, Trombo Sital Electricphonian, have revived my passion.
Convinced that the Trombo Sital Electricphonian had been wrongly convicted, his friend asked if he was ready for one more performance. The most important of all, it would be the one that once and for all would decree the end of his sentence. It would be the concert for the police chief, who would rejoice with his rendition and drop the charges against an inspired Trombo Sital Electricphonian. What if the chief doesn't like it? What if the Trombo Sital Electricphonian played out of tune, missed a note, skipped a beat? He had to fight his terrible fate with a song that would prevent him from becoming an inmate.
Thank you.
Not bad, said the partner. It's avant-garde. He even complimented. But what would he play? What song would grant him his freedom? A light fado? An opera? A waltz? A bolero? Well, why not? It had to be something moving. A high form of art. Something capable of softening the chief's heart. With nothing in mind, he knew he would need to improvise. Like the great jazz legend, he also knew he could surprise. Trombosita Electricphonion was beginning to believe in it. Was he truly capable of playing? The mere thought of it had his heart racing. He even dreamed with a day when he could finally play a song that would send him away from that prison. He would call the police chief, witnesses, even a judge, and he would deliver a performance that would blow everyone's minds. Once more, the Trombosita Electricphonion closed his eyes and imagined a song. He channeled his inner Beethoven and baked it in his musical oven. He added a bit of Bach, a dash of Mozart, and voila! He was cooking symphonic art. He was feeling excited when he quickly decided now he wouldn't hold back. The Trombosetta Electric Phonion was ready to play another long and original track. But he couldn't have stage fright. Focus, Trombosetta Electric Phonion. You'll get this right. The Trombosetta Electric Phonion played another song.
Thank you.
The applause did not come from the neighbor, but from the police chief standing at his door. He was there to watch from the first row, but now embarrassed Trombocital Electricphonia. Then the chief took something out of his pocket. The Trombocital Electricphonian was waiting for him to open the prison door. But it wasn't the key to unlock it. Instead, it was a harmonica. The Trombocital Electricphonian was speechless. So there had never been another prisoner with him. This whole time he had been talking to the chief of police.
You see, the love for music doesn't age. But a lesson was learned, I hope, from this odd stage. No more putting up posters without authorization. Respecting the rules, a simple realization.
The Trombocital Electricphonian was finally free. And after he left prison, he thanked the chief for the most important lesson he could ever receive. When searching for a song, never rely on your ears alone. Try to listen with your heart is always the best way to start. This is the end of the story. But remember, imagination is endless. Thank you for joining this adventure. You are so brave.